I'm one of 9 school board members on the Wake a publicly elected school board in Wake County. We cover 800 square miles. We have 156,000 students, 10,000 teachers, 171 schools. 103 of those are elementary schools. And so just to give you a scale, but I think Mark Hare's article that's in your packet is a marvelous summary and comparisons. But Wake County and Raleigh have had the reputation of a strong history of integration, of diversity, of diverse schools, embracing that vision. And it is one that I embrace as a parent, an active parent, and that's how I came to my journey to be on the school board. And I also, we have some challenges. And as Travis was talking about, we have students, Steve's touched on, we have about 15 schools that are approaching 80% poverty of our students. So we have also pockets of schools that have 5% poverty. So we have this wide-ranging collection of schools that are in a unified system, and how do we as a board provide for every single child a great opportunity for a great education? So the quote I was going to start with is, more powerful than a great idea is the power of a team to carry it through. So we as a board, as a school system, are charged with being the team to carry through our idea that we came to talk with you about. Is having that strong system of schools that gives every child a great opportunity. I think it has to be both and. I love Dr. Flanagan's discussion of having multiple strategies. So we have a vibrant magnet system in the core of Wake County, and that has been the most successful way that we have diversified our schools. But as I also mentioned, we have pockets of high affluence. We have pockets of low income schools. So we are now looking at doing different resourcing of those low-income schools, perhaps giving them more teachers, more resources, smaller class size. That takes money. We're also one of the lowest funded school systems in the country. We're at about $7,500 per pupil. So we have those challenges. How do we look at equity across the system in different ways? What's equitable on one part of the county may mean something different than equity in another part of the county. So those are the challenges we have as a board, and politically to get that support from a community. I applaud all of you for being here today, because it's going to take the power of this team to look across your communities and to bring that together so that every child has an equal opportunity. One of the things also to highlight from the presentations, we had a very liberal annexation law in North Carolina, which helped sustain very healthy cities in North Carolina. Raleigh is not like Richmond. It was able to annex and really thrive as a city, as was Cary, as were our 12 municipalities. Our new legislature that we've had in North Carolina has done away with those annexation laws. So our cities are going to be constrained in the way that some northern and other cities have been constrained in growth. So that's something we as a school system have to look at. Other challenges are coming from charter schools. We, before our new legislature took over, we had a cap on charter schools. So charters being capped at 100 statewide really were pushed to be innovators, were pushed to be those laboratories of educational learning. And now the cap has been lifted. In the last 2 to 4 years, we've had a 50% increase in the number of charter schools. Very little accountability. I think there's 3 people in the state office that look over and hold charters accountable. So we have charters that are becoming more racially identifiable with much less transparency and much less accountability to the taxpayer. And so that's another pressure. We have a voucher school movement to give vouchers, but I think that's still in limbo. It's being challenged in the courts. So we have a lot of outside pressures with competition. So again, having schools of choice, magnet schools and other academies and specialized schools are something that we're looking at in Wake County as a way of giving choice to students, but having it in a larger system that strives to be integrated and strives to be inclusive of all children. So that's what I wanted to leave you with, that we are working very hard in Wake County to continue our legacy of inclusion for all children. But we do have our challenges, many of which have been highlighted, and we can go on and talk with them further. And with that, I'm going to hand it over to my colleague.